You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time for our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party's Simon Court.
For our weekly catch-up with the ACT Party, I spoke with Simon Court about some of the party's health policies. I asked about their proposed independent review of PharmAc to assess the cost efficiency of current medical spending, looking at how they plan to undergo the review and why it is important. We also talked about the party's promise to subsidize private hospital elective surgeries as a way of tackling long wait lists and hospital shortages. I asked about how they plan to subsidize a section of the private sector, as well as what differences this will make. The ACT Party is also planning to establish a new service called Mental Health and Addiction New Zealand. I spoke to Simon about what the service will include and how it differs from current services. You've proposed an independent review of PharmAc. Now, can you walk us through what this review will look like and how it will be done?
Access to medicines is a crucial part of many Kiwis' lives, and instead of relying on the luck of the draw or a politically motivated funding announcement, ACT believes we should have a dedicated strategy to ensuring access to modern medicines. So that's why we want to carry out an independent review of PharmAc's operating model. We need greater transparency and timeliness and decision making around how drugs are used in the modern medicine environment. And I'll give you an example. We've had people contact the ACT Party saying there's a treatment that is available in Australia. I can't get it here, but if I'm sick enough, I'll end up in hospital either on dialysis or requiring surgical intervention. We've heard that from people with Crohn's and colitis, conditions like that. And ACT says it's unacceptable. You know, we can actually make a much smarter investment in modern medicines that mean people don't have to get so sick that they can't care for their own families or have to stop working, or end up in our public health system needing a much more significant intervention. So that would be the purpose of our strategic review, to essentially carry out a cost-benefit analysis of where modern medicines are better able to treat people earlier and deliver better health, economic and social outcomes.
One of the reasons this has been proposed, as you mentioned, is to help ensure cost-efficient spending. Now, this implies that currently medical spending is not very efficient. Do you believe the current system is not managing medicine spending very well, and how so?
Well, PharmAc's role is to negotiate the best price to get medicines that are already approved, and so we would expect they're doing an adequate job on that count. But simply getting medicines for the best price is not going to resolve the issue of are we getting healthcare for the best price? Because as I pointed out, if giving somebody a medicine which prevents their condition getting so bad that they can't work or so that they end up in hospital, giving somebody a medicine earlier that's currently not funded or not eligible for support from PharmAc would have much better economic benefits and social benefits in the medium and long term. So that's the economic analysis that ACT wants to focus on, that balance between give someone a modern medicine now so they don't get so sick that they end up in hospital and not able to work. PharmAc currently doesn't do that analysis. They're only looking at how do we get the drugs already approved at the cheapest possible price. Fair enough, keep doing that, but ACT wants to take a bigger picture look and make sure that the role of modern medicines and the way they're used in other comparable countries like Australia, the UK, Canada, and the US, that we also apply that same logic here, because we don't want people getting so sick they can't work or end up in hospital.
Now, in this review, I'm assuming that you're going to be sort of looking at a lot of what they're doing overseas, especially in Australia?
Well, yes. Australia is a useful model for many of the things they do. But ACT's not just interested in the application of modern medicine. It recognises also a very long surgical waiting list for people, particularly in some regions around the country where it's harder to get into a public hospital, either because those hospitals aren't fully staffed or don't have the modern facilities to treat people in an efficient way. I do hear even the main hospital in Wellington having problems with its air conditioning breaking down, and anaesthetists and surgeons who have been booked for the day being told don't bother coming. You know, there's a whole lot of patients who suffer as a result. So what ACT says, we actually need to procure more publicly funded surgeries, elective surgeries, from the private sector, from all of those private hospitals which aren't being operated at capacity, which have spare operating theatre and surgical ward capacity, because the public sector can do only what it can do with the resources it's got, but there is capacity in the private sector actually to deliver more elective surgeries, so people who are waiting don't have to wait as long and can get back to their family and work.
Now, the ACT Party has promised the subsidy of more common elective surgeries in private hospitals. How exactly do you plan to subsidise the private sector of elective surgeries?
Well, currently the government pays what was the DHB hospital operators, or now Te Whatu Ora, the health department, a certain amount of money per patient per operation. What ACT says is that we should make that contestable, so that the private sector can also bid in. Because if they've got spare capacity at private hospitals around New Zealand, particularly in the regions, I was in Hawke's Bay recently where the Kaweka Hospital opened its doors right across the road from the old Napier Hospital. And if they've got spare capacity and the public facilities can't cope, then they should be able to bid in for the same subsidy as is currently available for what was the DHB system or Te Whatu Ora. Because really, what we want is to have more people getting care, getting surgery when they need it, so they can get back to living their best lives.
Now, the subsidy is clearly in response to the long wait lists and limited hospital spaces in the public sector. Now, will the subsidy for private hospital surgeries, will that be for as long as there is this shortage, or is it just sort of indefinitely?
There's no need to put a time limit on it, because as we do put more money into the public health system, particularly with better facilities, that will increase capacity in the public health sector. But New Zealand's population is growing. Auckland alone is expected to grow from 1.5 to 2.5 million people between now and 2050. So we're going to need to maintain that flexibility, procuring not just core services through the public sector, but also these elective services, which, you know, often come in peaks and troughs. So it's helpful to have that surge capacity always available through through procurement from the private sector.
The ACT Party has also promised to establish a new service called Mental Health and Addiction New Zealand. One of the reasons given by the party for this is the $2 billion the current government is spending on mental health services with little satisfaction. Why do you think we have made little progress in this area despite the spending?
Well, that's because around $2 billion has been given to the Ministry of Health, or now called Te Whatu Ora, and they don't really know what to do with it. Patients can only be treated by service providers in their community, and so what ACT would do is set up a separate mental health and addiction commissioning agency on a national scale that would empower patients to choose between a range of providers in their community and actually channel money to the providers of care and ultimately patients, rather than allocating all of the funding to a Ministry of Health, which has proved incapable of going out and procuring the services and having them delivered to patients. ACT believes, and I live in West Auckland, there is a massive demand for not just consulting or counselling services, but for people who are in the next phase of their mental health or drug addiction crisis, where it's gone beyond talking to a counsellor. They actually need intervention. They might need a program and to be monitored. That's where community providers can play a really important part. The DHBs or Te Whatu Ora are obviously overwhelmed. ACT believes that a separate commissioning agency, which says this is what we need to deliver, the number of appointments, number of treatments, and then just let these community agencies, which are already delivering successfully, apply and then deliver the services to people who need them.
So how will this proposed service be different from what we've got now?
Well, at the moment, the government has made an announcement. It was around $2 billion for mental health services. They have only managed to spend a fraction of the money, only a few hundred million. It's not clear if they've even increased the number of appointments and services delivered to people, even for the money they have spent. And what ACT says is that's because they're not actually delivering services to the people who need them. They're not capable of translating a $2 billion funding pot given to some bureaucrats in Wellington to delivering services on the ground. That's why ACT says a separate mental health and addiction commissioning agency would empower patients by letting their local community providers, it could be iwi, it could be culturally based, apply for funding from the commissioning agency to deliver services directly to patients. The commissioning agency can say, here are the list of services that we need around the country, and let these community agencies apply to deliver them, because it's quite clear the Ministry of Health, Te Whare Ora, isn't capable of standing up its own resources and delivering for people in communities. There's just way too much red tape between Wellington head office and communities, you know, remote communities, say from Kaitaia to the Bluff or in more deprived parts in our major cities. And that's why ACT says, let community providers on the ground deliver it, and make sure that the funding path from central government to those providers is as short as possible through the new agency we propose.
That was Simon Court discussing some of ACT's proposed health policies, including their review of PharmAC, subsidising private elective surgeries, and establishing a new mental health and addiction service.
That was Simon Court from the ACT Party.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.